Nolte, Paramount Plus show The Good Fight has character accused Ron DeSantis of sexual assault. By John Nolte on November 11, 2022. The Paramount Plus TV show The Good Fight launched a storyline where a gay man accuses Florida Governor Ron DeSantis of sexually assaulting him. Later in the show, he admits to lying about the encounter. Per Fox News. The finale of the courtroom drama's sixth and final season premiered on Thursday with the episode titled The End of Everything. In a clip widely shared online, the episode features the main character Diane Lockhart, played by Christine Baranski, meeting with Felix Staples, a flamboyant, gay provocateur who has made appearances in earlier seasons of the long-running show. In a conference room surrounded by lawyers, Staples claims that he was sexually assaulted by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who forced him to have oral sex following a CPAC conference while interning for his office. Diane immediately dismisses the accusation as politically motivated bulls, despite Staples claiming to have DNA proof. The lawyers spend the episode gathering evidence to expose Staples for lying. He eventually confesses to fabricating the allegations to tarnish the Florida governor's reputation, because it will put former President Trump ahead in the polling in 2024's presidential race. The DNA proof is a stained Florida is for lovers t-shirt. Regardless of how the storyline was resolved, this show, which I've never heard of until now, is still attacking Republicans. As you can see, the now-canceled Good Fight is not portraying Democrats as the desperate ones fabricating smears against DeSantis. These smears are coming from a Trump supporter. You would think that after the cascade of reprehensible lies Democrats and the media poured down on Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, that would be a storyline storytellers would mine for all it's worth. But we don't have storytellers anymore. Just hack propagandists. Oh, wait, I have heard of The Good Fight. I just remembered the show tweeting out a message in 2019 to assassinate President Trump and eliminate Mar-a-Lago. Gee, I wonder why it lasted only six seasons in a TV world where nothing is ever canceled. But don't worry, the same people capable of doing something like that or killing babies would never cheat in an election. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.